oordenkend op Tygerberg 104 FM.
My name is Reverend Ralph Afghan, and it's an honor for me tonight to share with you a short and powerful message. If you have your Bibles, we turn to Mark chapter 5 and from verses 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched me?" This evening I want to say that faith can be at risk. And sometimes we can say that life is so unfair. Let me be the first person to admit that I am not immune from crisis. And sometimes the timing when it catches us so off guard, when crises come and when it happens, one just wants it to disappear in the crowd and to say, please, crisis, don't come my way. Please make me invisible. And even if all of us tonight personally reflect upon this, we can say that in all of our lives, there are moments where we need God and we need God the most. And how many times are we like this woman with the issue of blood that are facing many difficulties in our lives and may feel that, Lord, can this stop, please? Lord, can this go past me, please? Lord, can this stop? This is a moment where people were pressing for Jesus' attention. And this woman thought, maybe I can get through to Jesus. Maybe I can touch him. Maybe my healing can come tonight in my life. But when faith is at risk, life seems so unfair. With the questions, why does bad things happen to good people? Or where is God when it hurts the most? And these are some of the questions and comments I hear many, many times of speaking with people and being in conversation with them. But many of us can actually relate to this narrative or story in the Bible. For this woman, for 12 years, was bleeding eternally. For 12 years, she was looking for healing, but she was unsuccessful. It was hard to believe that her illness was not part of her emotion, but it took away her time. It took away her condition. It made her feel unclean in her community. And so for 12 years, she was invisible to the public eye. She suffered her illness and her guilt. And maybe I can hear you saying tonight, I see myself in this as well. I see myself and somehow I am so invisible that people cannot see of what I am going through in my life. I am suffering. I am bleeding. But the story is not just about her illness or her condition, but it's about her healing. She hears what people say about Jesus. And today we still hear what people say about Jesus. That he is the healer. That he is the one that is able to take pain away. That God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. And I assume she says to herself, if I only touch his clothes, I will be healed. And she makes her way to Jesus. At this moment, she put her faith at risk. It points in believing that Jesus is able to do the impossible in her life. Like you and me, many times are in the crowd and many times people do not take notice of us. But this woman, in the midst of the crowd, came to Jesus. You see, many Christians today, they press around Jesus all the time. Many people today, they know that Jesus can do and make the difference in their lives. Many people know today that Jesus has the power to heal us. But when this woman touched his clothes at that time, he knew that power had gone out from him. You see, the only thing from us today, this woman, she reached out to Jesus, but the question to us is, if we know that Jesus is able to do the impossible in our lives, why do we keep our hands for ourselves? Why do we keep our hands behind our backs and not reaching out to Jesus? Sometimes people become so familiar with their bleeding and with their pain, and they have accepted that, and they have not accepted that Jesus is able to heal them. And tonight I want to say that many of you have many stories of your lived experiences of what Jesus have done in your life, how Jesus have taken you out from deep waters, how Jesus have led you out of a dark tunnel into the light again. You see, you can't go to church or listen online tonight and pretend that Christ is not the healer. You can't go to church or listen online tonight and pretend that I can only keep my hands behind my back. We believe that God is able to touch and God is able to restore. We believe that God is able to pour out his power within your life. And doesn't matter what you are facing at this moment, that God is able to heal you. And God is able to heal me. And God is able to forgive us. You see, what is true about this woman? That she knew that for 12 years she was walking with the subject of bleeding. But that came that one day. And that's why the song says, touching Jesus is all that matters. And your life will never be the same again. The moment when she touched him, something happened. And I want to say tonight to you, my brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, don't walk with that bleeding. Don't walk with that illness. Don't walk with that issue. Don't walk with that circumstances. Don't walk with that. Don't keep your hands behind your back. But trust completely, trust fully that God is able. She did not ask permission. She went. Because he knew what people have spoken about Jesus. Let me test him. And she touched him. And something powerful happened over and within her life. Friends, let me pray tonight for you. And I pray that tonight that you will lift up your hands to the living God. That his healing power may flow in your life. May your anointing, Lord God, rest on each person. Let your healing power flow and penetrate in every listener's heart and life tonight. Let us know that nothing is impossible with the Lord. Let us take away our own stubbornness. And let us take our hands out from our backs. And let us reach out to you. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. The God that heals, the healer of all healers. And tonight I pray that whoever listens to this message will know that nothing is impossible with the Lord. We trust, we believe, and we believe and trust that you will do your work in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.